Okay, let me start the evening by introducing myself. My name is Sam Clark, and I'm a volunteer at the cinema here at the David Lean. Good to see a few new faces in the audience. And if anybody after tonight's session would like to volunteer, please seek out one of the stewards, because this is a cinema that is wholly run by volunteers. So we only survive because of the generosity and the willingness of a bunch of people in Croydon like myself who keep this place going. So if any of you have a desire to get involved in running your local cinema, please do volunteer afterwards. You will notice that we've been giving you a form as you arrive tonight. I would ask you if you could to complete that before you leave, and we'll collect that from you at the door. It's important for us because we're reliant, as I said, to keep afloat on occasional additional funds. And the additional funds in question tonight are from the BFI, the British Film Institute, and we are keen, as a result, to monitor the demographics of the audience this evening, so we can report back to them and hopefully receive quantities of funding. So please, if you could help us with that, that would be super. Thank you very much. So without any further ado, I would like to start the evening by introducing you to the spoken word poet, who is Shaniqua Benjamin. Shaniqua is a writer, a poet, and an activist who is born and bred here in Croydon. Well, a bit of a shout out for Croydon, please. Thank you very much. Someone's got to shout out for Croydon. Come on. She's always loved writing, and back in 2013, she started her first blog called Inside My Head, and she later has written pieces for Croydon publications as well as the Huffington Post. And more recently, she has she started a second blog called Young People's Insight, which is all about a young person, in this case Shaniqua, giving insight into other young people. She wants to reassure young people that there are people out there who do care, as sometimes it can feel, I think, as a young person, that is very much us against them at times. No pun intended, given the film that we're about to watch. Oh, thank you, Cora. But most important of all, I think, in terms of the work that she does, she wants young people to share their experiences in their own words, without their words being twisted by any third parties or by the media. And since starting Young People Insight blog and developing it into a physical platform about 3 years ago, she's now putting on monthly discussion groups with young people, as well as poetry nights for young people in the town. And I went along to one with Emma from the David Lean recently, and it was fantastic, and I do recommend that you, if you haven't looked at her blog, do follow her and find out what's going on in Croydon, because there is a huge amount of stuff going on that I certainly wasn't aware of. As a result of all of that activity and all of her enthusiasm, she was named Young Achiever of the Year at the Mayor of Croydon's Civic Awards last year. So for that, congratulations. Thank you. And Shaniqua says of her work, "I hope that I can inspire other young people who may be struggling, that they can achieve great things and make a difference. Ultimately, I want to empower young people to rise up, use their voices, and be the change they want to see." So we're delighted to have Shaniqua here with us. Very first time we've done spoken word at the David Lean. So give it up for Shaniqua.
Is it all right if I ask you a question? Yeah. How do you find peace when the inner depths of you is a living hell? Your own mind determined to destroy you from inside out, send thoughts into meltdown until gunky mess is all that's left, poisoning the rest of character and body, writhing for torment to end. No matter how hard you try to claw your way out, fighting through darkness and flames to find natural light, it finds a way to drag you back into its bottomless pit, scratching and screaming, because being recaptured by despair is the very last thing you want. Hoping you'll escape somehow, or some way, as this is no place for a mind to find itself in. Preferring it to be immersed in brightly coloured bubbles, floating up towards a smiling sky, popping when they're good and ready, because that is just what bubbles do. Not causing hurt or giving false senses of security. Thank you. So as Sam said, I'm Shaniqua, and me and myself are not friends. Haven't been for immeasurable years, despite desperation for reconciliation. Hurting each other instead, a raw cycle intent on reeling round, reopening undressed wounds. Me and myself cannot get on. Consistently on opposing teams, you know. Embroiled in rivalry more intense than North Carolina and Duke. Either side determined to defeat the other. Me and myself are enemies. Embroiled in rivalry, more intense than the roses, alliances, fired at, shattered into slumping mess. Me and myself are ferocious assailants, pounding at parts unseen by outside eyes, confined to a ring where exit only comes through knockout. Me and myself are in an unhealthy relationship. Altercations rife with harsh words and violence, determined to tear down the tortured soul, manipulate it into submission, submitting to give up. Me and myself are in a cosmic battle. Angels fighting demons day to day to state their claim, one side, just one endeavoring to save, the other aiming to destroy. Me and myself are waning, exhausted by contention, increasing difficulty levels of existence, yearning for it to end so badly, ending life eternally seems an ideal option. Me and myself, why can't we just be one? Thank you. So as people, I think we all have a tendency at times to put on a mask. I know I'm very, very good at that, because usually when you see me, my face lights up a 100-watt bulb, shining bright, lined with pearls, ready to greet you before sharing a love through a hug or shake of the hand. Sometimes you'll see my head thrown back, roaring like Frank Bruno. Well, so I've been told. I just think it's beautiful laughter. To the naked eye, I am always happy, cheering everyone on, but I'm the Joker. Painted red and white with a demented grin, hiding the disfigurement deep within, my wolf paint on, looking in your face, smiling, so you'll never know hours before I've been crying. Hiding evidence of red puffy eyes, a sticky face, and a nose suffocated by blocking. I'm good at that. Putting up a battlefront, hiding my wounds from the world, you don't need to see my ugliness. All my shame, and I damn sure don't want your pity, but can I be honest with you today? I mean really honest with you today. No war paint, no battlefront, no cover-up. Just me. Stripped back for all to see in all my vulnerability, because I'm tired. Desperately, heart-stoppingly tired, as if I've been drained, almost completely, just a few droplets left inside of me, but even they continue to drip away slowly, but surely. My heart's weary, hanging on by a thread that could snap at any given second. My head lethargic, desperate to shut down, switching off all the painful thoughts. That's just the initial hair removed. We haven't even got to the base coat. I'm telling you, my disfigurement, it runs deep. The only way I'm standing here today is through the strength of God Almighty. I am weak on my own, taking shots from every angle, unable to navigate through life. Overcome by stress, riddled with grief, cut by rejection, frustrated by disappointment, done with this world, sick of always fighting and trying. Fighting my inner demons, fighting to stay positive, fighting to make a change. trying with friends, trying with guys, trying to be the best Christian I can, fighting, it never seems to stop and hurts. It comes anyway. This world, it continues to decay. You know, I've given up on love. I've given up on marriage. I've given up on having kids. I've practically given up on living. Be not so long to speak. I long to die. Juliet knew what she meant, and so do I. Don't get it twisted. I don't want to commit suicide. I'd simply rather not be alive. And kicking. Instead, still and sleeping. Exempt from the cruelty and horrors, the selfishness and hurt, the madness and evil, the lies and the empty words. And then I'd wake to see my Jesus' face, hug my granddad, uncle and auntie, reunited with my family, and talk to God face to face as he sits upon his throne, because this world is not my final home, but I know I've got to fix up, get right, walk more by faith, not by sight. I know I've got more work to do, more people to reach, because my time making a change is not through. I know I can't give up. I've got to let God fill me so I can keep striving, kick the bad in the gut. Yes, I will admit, sometimes my smile, it will be a mask. My laughter, defense, my hugs, deflect, because I just can't let you see my tortured, ugly mess. Thank you. So I'm going to finish with a tiny, tiny little bit, because even through all negativity and your mind fighting against you, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Because wherever I found my eyes, there was darkness all around. Shutting out everything, it got the best of me for far too long. It consumed me, determined that I disappear. Chewed up my chances, fed on all my fears. Darkness thought it had me, laughing at insecurities. Certain my confidence was crushed, it ground potential, made it mush, but I'm the one. I'm the one who's laughing now. I clawed my way to the sun. I love the person that I have become. I love the purpose that I found. The power is now mine. So I'm going to let my light shine. I've been Shanika Benjamin. Thank you.